is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
Next on News for the Soul, In the Light with Laura O'Malley. Laura's spiritual journey began in 2014 with a divine intervention that set her life on an awkward path. This connection introduced her to her higher self and her divine path, and now she is committed to bringing happiness and enlightenment to all seeking a path to peace, love, and joy. Please welcome back Laura O'Malley to News for the Soul.
Here we go. Buckle up.
Hey.
It's Laura.
Hi, Nicole. How are you doing today?
Goodish. Goodish. How are you?
I am awesome.
As usual.
Well, not every day, but most days anyway. Anyway, all right, let's see. I am Laura O'Malley. Hi, everybody that's tuning in today. I'm a psychic channel, an energy alignment intuitive, and I'm a happiness coach. I teach people how to become happier by channeling information from the other side. They know exactly what you need in order to get you there. It's just a matter of reaching out and connecting, which you can do on your own. You don't need to use me to do that, but I can help you connect and start to understand what your true power is. So today I have the Council of Light coming through, and I actually recently just took a channel. I'm channeling daily, and supposedly this is going to be a book at some point. That's what they keep telling me, but they gave me great clarity, and all those that I send this email out to, about how we are one. So I think because it was such an interesting topic for me that they are coming back again to talk about this today on this show. So the topic is basically how we are one, and it's really about the how, because it's kind of an obscure concept for the most of us to try to figure out how that exactly plays in our world. So I'm just going to get them started, and we'll let them talk until they're done, and then we will take any callers if the phones are behaving themselves today.
Okay.
Here we go. Hello, we are here. We are ready to speak about this. It is an interesting subject, to say the least, because there are many whom are within this dimension of existence who have difficulty in understanding how this can possibly be. The intention of this clarification today is so that one is able to understand the importance of seeing all those outside of yourself as being one with you in order to help you to become more in tune to that which will bring happiness into your perspective, into your experience. All that we share, each time we share, the intention is to bring more happiness to you. The intention is to bring you to the vibrational level of living within this energetic dimension of existence so that you can serve yourself better, serve your needs better. How is it possible that all of you are one? In order to have this perspective, it is necessary for us to go back back to when the illusion began of separation. For all that is one energy, is of one energy. There are those that call this God. There are those that call this source. There are a plethora of names. When one is referring back to all that is. All that is the energy of creation. All that is within this dimension of existence, so too is one with all that is, or the energy of creation. You are all a part of this. You are all a fractal of this. In truth, there is no separation. The separation is illusionary, but purposeful illusion for the experience within this dimension of existence. In the beginning, Source was all that was, is, ever was, ever will be. And in holding the desire to know itself better, it began to separate itself consciousness. The intention in doing so was to have experience and interaction in order to better understand itself. This continued on for what you would consider some time. The consciousness of the one fractaled off or separated into pieces of. This is, as we have already stated, illusionary but necessary for the experience of. And so as this continued forward and there were increasing levels of separation or consciousnesses, for lack of better way to explain this, then the earth was created. This dimension of existence was created for the opportunity of coming into physical in order to know the opposite of the truth. Within the non-physical dimension, fractals of consciousness cannot experience that which is not their truth, for the knowing is at a level so great that imagining or pretending or forgetting is not a possibility. And so Source created physical planes of existence for consciousness to fractal itself off in order to have experience of. You, as a fractal of Source energy in the non-physical, made this decision as well to move your consciousness into an illusionary experience. Fractal a bit of your consciousness into a physical being in order to have the experience of that which you are not, of that which is in opposition of your truth. We have explained this prior, the emotional scale, one end being love, the opposite or opposing end being fear, and much of what you have access to experience within this physical dimension is illusionary. We refer to all of this as the lower vibrational emotional feeling. This is all that is found upon the scale below contentment. The scale in the non-physical runs from contentment to love. And within this physical plane, it runs from love all the way down to the opposite end where fear is in opposition. That which falls just below contentment or discontentment, all the way down to fear, is what we refer to as a goodie, because this is the purpose of coming into this physical dimension, to experience the goodies, to experience the illusion, to experience the opposite of that which you are. The purpose, of course, is to gain experience. Experience allows for knowing. One cannot know without experience. One can be told, one can imagine, one can guess or make an assumption, but only with experience can one have a knowing. And the knowing that is here within this physical plane is quite different from the knowing back home. The knowing back home does not allow for the experience in opposition of truth. This is why all of you here have made the decision to come into this dimension of existence, so that you could experience all that you cannot within the non-physical realm. You have come here for the goodies. And when we state this, often those of you here are confused, wondering why this could possibly be, how you would possibly want to come here for the goodies or the lower vibrational experiences. And of course, from your place of knowing in the non-physical, from this standpoint, this strong knowing place of being prior to coming into this existence, you are certain of all that you will learn within this experience. You are excited for the expansion that you are bringing to your fractal and also to the consciousness upon the planet and also to source as a one. And so all of you here are fractals of this source. All of you here are contributing to the consciousness upon this planet. And all of you here are of one and the same, the one energy of all that is, of source, of God. Your importance here and the importance of each and every single fractal of consciousness here is so very great. For only as the one are you complete. Only as the one are you whole. Whilst you are here in this physical realm, there are many whom are existing outside of an awareness of the one or the oneness of all. There are those whom are in the knowing, recognizing the oneness. And from one end of this to the other, there are many levels of in-between. Each and every one of you have chosen to come here in order to help with the expansion of source. Also, you have chosen from the more personal consciousness aspect to come here and experience all that you are desiring to experience within this physicality, which is from your standpoint of the non-physical, quite different from the non-physical experience. When you are here experiencing, as you look upon others and regard them as extremely separate from you, having nothing in common or nothing to do with the collective of the one, existence of lower vibration, a third dimensional existence wherein fear is greater, or the experience of fear for the one holding this perspective is much greater than that of a higher dimensional existence. It is quite necessary for you to consider the oneness of all that is, the oneness of all that are here within this physical existence, before it is possible for you to move up into a higher dimension of existence where life becomes easier, more in the flow, which is, of course, your desire when you hold the intention to come into this existence. And so, from this knowing, or from this intention to move into the knowing of the truth that we are all one, you are opening yourself up to a different experience here. You are looking out into your realm of all that you have an awareness of, and you are holding a consideration that you are one with all. And in doing so, your vibrational level shifts and you begin to see others differently. You begin to notice more commonalities. You begin to judge less often. You begin to have more empathy, more compassion, all of which are also in alignment with this new vibrational level, this new intentional thought. In considering the oneness of all here, you are holding yourself in a higher of allowance. As you move forward within this new state, this new vibrational level, you begin to see more and more of this truth in humanity. It is not until the idea of unity is firm within your knowing that you are choosing to move yourself up into a higher vibrational existence, that which is known to those within the physical realm presently as a fifth dimensional existence. Within this dimension, there is a releasing of fear. There is much greater clarity about your truth. There is day-to-day living within this higher vibrational state of beingness without the fear, without the confusion, without the lower vibrational goodies. This is your intention when coming into physical, to move through the states of vibrational existence, always moving forward toward this enlightened state of being. For once you are in alignment with this state, all that you desire is made aware to you. All that you desire easily flows to you and you to it. For within this state, you are a vibrational match for all that you desire. And this is the truth of existence here. You are all one. Those who resist this, push against this, aspire to keep this illusionary separateness shining here will remain within the third dimensional existence of vibrational level until their return home, whereupon clarity comes immediately, and often so too does the humorous reaction or responsivity as you recognize your resistance within this physical plane, which was holding you apart from all that you were desiring to know and have and be within this existence. Oneness is the truth, but always there is free will, allowing you to choose as you please. That is all that we have on this topic, and we are quite happy to welcome any callers who would like information. Okay.
Alrighty then. just checking the board here. Having trouble seeing the board. Bear with me. Just refreshing.
Okay.
So you can talk amongst yourselves for a minute. Oh, here we go. I'm here. There are more of you. I thought that would be, you know, handy. But let's go to a call. Board's being
well,
a little weird.
Well, I can call Darrison.
So,
Nicole, I know Darrison would probably fill the next 30 minutes if you let them.
All right. Well, let's take a call and see how it goes. 203, you're first up. You're live with Laura and friends. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, Nicole. It's Pat from Connecticut.
Hi, Pat.
Hi. Hey. What can we do
Hello.
For you today?
I'm getting in late. I'm sorry. So my mind's not really focused. I'd like to ask about a relationship that just started. I'm 70. I've been single for 25 years. So it's kind of... very curious about all of this. It's,
okay. Well, I feel my friend moving in right now. I feel Dearest coming in. This seems like a topic for Dearest, if you ask me. The Council of Light is quite serious often, but Dearest will be pretty open and honest with you. So let's get them in here to have a conversation with you about this, okay?
Thank you.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello, little cutie. We are cannot wait to speak to you about this today because from our perspective, there is a nervousness going on here, a little nervousness, a little hesitation, a little bit of why should I rock the boat or why should I muddle the water, you know, like this. But we are going to talk to you about this because we are in cahoots with your higher self and wanting you to understand the truth of the situation, okay? So buckle up. It might not be what you are expecting to hear today, okay? So,
okay.
And from our perspective on what we see, and there are different paths in front of you. We have spoken about paths in the past, all right? And when we say there are paths in front of you, we want to reiterate that no, there is not one path. There are many paths because you have free will here. This is why there are many paths. So what is going on is, you are holding desires within your energy body, all right? And you have a team, okay? Team Pat working on the other side for you. And what they are doing is they are conspiring to build the paths which are available to you. And so all of these paths are available to you. And depending upon your vibrational level, you can choose different paths, okay? And so some of the paths mean that you must be a little more brave, take a little bigger chance, and others not so necessary, you see? But when you begin to understand that you have come here to experience, okay, not to be careful, not to be so cautious and nervous, because all of the paths are serving your good. All of the paths. It makes no difference which one. Every moment here as you move forward is contributing to your greatest good. And the path which is the most exciting is the path upon which lies the biggest reward for you. We are going to pick this apart for a moment and explain so that you understand moving forward and the rest of the listeners understand moving forward. As you are walking a path or moving in the direction of something that's starting to feel interesting or good, all right, or fun, the reason it is feeling this way to you is because your higher self, your guides, are using your feeling to indicate to you, this the path, this the path, this the path. Walk on this path, little cutie. Your feeling as you are moving in the direction of is the indication of what is coming. So if you're walking a path and you're bored, well, get ready to continue to be bored, which might be your choice. And if it is, wonderful, because you have free will here. But if you instead are keeping your toes onto a path which you're a little nervous about, but also a little bit excited about, this is an indication straight from your higher self that you are moving toward something that will bring you more of this feeling. If it is a desire that you have, it is already on your path. We have said this before. As you become more interested in it, it is because it is waiting off the path for you to raise your vibrational level to match what is sitting there waiting for you already. It is simply a matter of, are you going to keep going and take it? Take it the way your guides are cheering you on. Go this way. Go this way. Because they understand your happiness is lying there at the end of this path. Your feeling is your guidance. We say this every time we talk with all of you. Your feeling is your guidance. So we want to be certain that you're not confusing fear, because if you are fearful, all right, you need to be very certain what are you fearful about. If something seems good to you and then the fear moves in, often the fear is because you're not trusting or you are scared, okay? This is listening to your ego, which is always instilling the fear, always telling you, you cannot, you're not good enough, this is not right for you, you cannot be happy, all right? Yeah. When you pay attention to the good feeling, if the fear begins to move in and you distract yourself away from the fear, turn your attention to something that feels better, okay, in this moment. Doesn't have to be what is down the path at all. You can completely ignore this momentarily and just turn your attention to something that feels better. It can be a memory. It can be a photo. It can be a song, okay? Spend a few minutes here dancing around your favorite music, because what happens is, now that you have distracted yourself away from the fear thought,
and you're giving your intentional focus to what feels better, clarity about that other thing on the path will come, because the answer is over here in the good feeling. The answer is always within the higher vibrational focus. Mm-hmm. Do you understand what we are saying?
Oh, I do, and it's absolutely lovely. And I didn't expect such a positive message from Darius. And you're absolutely right. I slip into fear, and I'm 70. It's been 25 years. This morning I was lying in bed sobbing because triggering old things that have never been resolved. I thought they were, but oh my goodness, what my father said to me when I was very young was devastating. And being with this man triggered it. And yeah, I do flip into fear and insecurity, and he's also younger than me, so I'm insecure about that. Yeah, so thank you.
All right, 1 minute, little cutie, because we are going to go right in. We are moving into your energy with your permission. Can we do this for you?
Please.
All right. Sacral chakra, we are going in, giving this energy center a spin. All right, here it is. Look at this little cutie pie blockage in you that's coming right out now. All right, little cutie. 1, 2, 3. Okay, 3 blockages, one bigger than the other two. This blockage is a belief about yourself that was created by yourself, okay?
Yeah.
16 years linear age. 16
yeah.
years linear age, and you created this doubt about yourself because of the interaction with father. I am not enough. I am not enough. I am not good enough. All right, let us explain this very quickly to you. This is an illusion.
Yeah.
This is an illusion that is created in a state of fear. It is a purposeful illusion, a purposeful blockage in order for you to have very specific experiences that you signed up for prior to coming here, but
okay.
It is now not part of your energy any longer.
Yeah, that's
so
good.
Guess what, cutie pie? The light is filling the space. The light, the love is filling, F-I-L-L-I-N-G, filling the space. It is repairing the sacral chakra from these blockages which were held in by you for a long time. And you know what? You say these words. I am 70. What does it even mean? It is meaning nothing to us. You are a source energy being. You are in physical. It is time to go for it. All right? It is time to go for it. What are you waiting for?
This is just great. What a great reading. And you're just
All
making
right.
me so happy.
We want to remind you that when the fear comes back in, all right?
Yeah.
Remember, distract yourself away from it and go to your favorite song and dance for a few minutes. And then think about what you were thinking about prior. And if that doesn't work, go to the archives of News for the Soul.
Absolutely.
And listen to this once again, because Cutie Pie, oh, we are wanting so much for you to understand that all that you want is waiting right down your path. Okay, little Cutie Pie.
Thank you so much.
We love you so much.
Thank you, Sarah.
All right, cutie, call again. Tell us when the wedding is, okay?
Okay. right. Thanks, Nicole.
Thanks, Pat.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
All righty. Thanks for calling.
Here we go. One in the bag. Let's take another one. 914. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, it's Catherine from New York. How are you?
Hi, Catherine.
Hi. Happy, bright summer September day.
It is. It's beautiful here outside of Chicago as well. What can we do for you today?
I was wondering, I have a few things going on, and I kind of don't know how to structure it. I'm looking to go away with my mom on vacation overseas, but I'd also like to get a work project going, and I also have home repair issues I'm dealing with. So I don't know if you see any kind of direction of, you know, what to put my energy in first. Obviously, you know, the home repairs I know are pressing, but I also don't want it to totally drain me. So I just some direction of where I should focus attention first on.
All right. Well, we are going to tell you, but we are thinking from our perspective, you are going to be greatly disappointed because we are not going to tell you what you imagine that we are going to tell you with the cutie pie.
Okay.
We understand the human perspective of everything. We do. And we understand that there are things that must be done. Blah, blah, blah. We get this part. We understand it. We hear it. We talk with people all the time about this perspective. And the truth is that there are certain things that you cannot change your viewpoint about without doing the work of raising your vibrational level in order for you to have more clarity about all of it. And so from your current vibrational level, all right, this human perspective that you are holding presently, you're making the case that you must take care of the house issues, okay? And yes, oh, goodness gracious, we understand the importance of this stuff, this taking care of this stuff. But what we need for you to understand is when you are taking care of your vibrational level, first, the rest begins to occur naturally. The rest begins to work out for you naturally. This is a very difficult, this is difficult words for you to hear as a human being because you have no consideration for the possibility of something working out unless you put your effort into it. But the truth of the matter is when your vibrational level rises, the rest must follow. This is the way that your world works. But unless you have practice and validation, noticing that your world works this way, practice moving your vibrational level to a place of heightened experience and then receiving the validation that comes in the form of experiences coming into your awareness because of your new heightened vibrational level, until you have this experience, it sounds ridiculous that this could possibly be. So from our perspective, we would say to you, which one of these musical chairs is bringing you the most joy?
Everything but the house repairs.
Of course, you see. And this is why we speak to you about the different paths that are rolling out in front of you. Because every single present moment that you are living here, okay, every present moment that you are living here, you are a new person. You are not the same person that you were one moment ago. And you are not the same person you are going to be in the next moment. Every present moment, you are vibrating at a new, different vibrational level depending upon what you're focusing upon in the present moment, what you are giving your attention to. And so these paths outward from your energy are constantly shifting and changing. Also, your team, Catherine, is taking care of this. They are putting things on the path. They are creating the path based upon your desires. Every path is moving you to an accomplished state of being where you have become more new. But this does not mean that you have become happier. Do you see? This is different, okay? And so, from our perspective, we are saying respectfully, okay? If we were standing in your shoes, we would begin to walk the path where the most joy is certainly waiting. And the reason that we would choose this is because from our perspective in the non-physical, we understand the importance of a heightened vibrational level in contributing to getting you to a vibrational level where everything you want is coming into your awareness. You see? And it's all about you taking care of your vibration. And so you can take care of your vibration by going on vacation. If this work project is very interesting and exciting for you, you can care for your vibrational level taking this path. All right? It is irrelevant which path you take, but choose the one that feels really good.
Beautiful.
Choose this path. So you see how it is not for us to say to you, this is the path you should take?
Right, right.
It's about your desire. You have come here not to be told what to do. You have come here as a creator, as a source energy being. Same as us. Same as us. The difference only is that you have ego slung into your energy, and so ego creates fear. But you can shush the ego. Shush the ego. Tell the ego, go there. Put your nose in the corner. I am dancing in my kitchen to my favorite music, and I am receiving clarity about the path I am going to move forward upon coming into my future. Do you see how this works?
Yes.
We hope that you are feeling better about your choices now.
Immensely, yes. Freedom, yes.
Hooray! We are so proud of you. Because we have helped to bring your vibrational level up a little bit. So don't forget this feeling, little cutie. Keep it going forward and keep marching towards your joy. Because once you have a taste of a heightened vibrational state of being and validation starts pouring into your experience, you will never turn on your heels and go back the other way. You will continue forward always. Because it is the validation of the experiencing of which will begin to cement your higher vibrational level. All right?
Yes.
All right. We love you so much.
I love you too, and I love Nicole, and just God bless you for all you're doing, both of you and all of you, and just all my love. Yes.
And
Thank you as well,
because you are a bright light in this dimension as well, it's a cutie pie.
Oh, thank you.
Oh,
thank
certainly.
You.
Have a
thank
glorious
you.
Day.
You too. Thank you. Thank you so much. Mama. Thank you.
Thanks for coming. Well, here we are in the unusual place of ending, wrapping kind of on time. We've got 6 minutes, 6 or 7 minutes. So whoever wants to take this one, pontificate.
We will talk a little bit. How about that? We want to tell everybody listening today about the importance of you. All right, little cuties listening, you know, there are times when you're going through rough times, and this is because you have forgotten your truth. You have forgotten that this experience here is supposed to be easy, silly, fun, all right? In your forgettingness, you're giving your attention to what doesn't feel good, and every time it does not feel good, it is an indicator. It is an alert. Go dance in your kitchen. Go look at your photo albums. Go do something that inspires your vibrational level upward. You are important in this world. The oneness, the wholeness of the collective consciousness, of all of the fractals of consciousness that are part of this experience of this earth plane, you are all one. And without you, little cutie, and you, and you, and you, each of you, it is not a whole. There is a fractal missing. Every single one of you has come here with great purpose and great contribution. That which brings you joy is your contribution. How wonderful for you that it works out this way. The stuff that fills you with joy is the reason you've come. And this is also your contribution. This is what you're needing to hear today from all of us. You are important, and don't forget it. Follow your joy, and you will feel the truth of our words, and you will recognize the importance of your existence here in contributing to all that is, in contributing to Source, in contributing to the consciousness of your planetary existence here. All right. We are all finished today. Shut us up, please. Shut us up right now. We are loving you all so very much. Have a wonderful time. Until next time, we love you. Okay. So I am Laura O'Malley. You can find me at www.getintothelight.com. I am available for one-on-one sessions. I'm available for small group sessions. I am available for phone sessions, Zoom sessions. If you have a single question, I'm available. So just reach out. You know where to find me. And Nicole, thank you. Gosh, that was fun.
Always a good time.
I always have the best time.
It is awesome. And I'm looking forward to next time already. Laura O'Malley, in the meantime, all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. We're back with more after this.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.